Thai exports likely to be shaken by Japan quake. The disaster in Japan may cause Thailand's exports to drop by US $1.47 billion or 44.1 billion baht from earlier projections this year, with the actual impact to be felt in the second half. The disaster would reduce Japan's GDP growth by a half to a full percentage point this year, from a projection of 1.6% growth predicted by the International Monetary Fund, said the Center for International Trade Studies at the University of the Thai Chamber of Commerce. At Pisanvanit, the center's director, said Japan was the second largest export destination for Thailand, so a 1% cut in its growth would mean a 7.2% reduction in exports to Japan, $735 million to $1.47 billion, or 22 to 41.1 billion baht. Therefore, overall exports from Thailand would be around 0.3 to 0.7 points lower than the projection of 12% this year. The projection has not yet taken into account the impact of Japan's economic growth on the global economy. For farm products, the impacts include 7.5% on prepared meat and fish, which accounted for 7.4% of total exports to Japan, 6% on sugar, and 8.7% on cereals. For industrial products, the impact will be seen in electrical machinery, nuclear reactors, rubber products, automobiles, and cosmetics. He said the short-term impacts would include the delay of new investment in Thailand, since Japanese subsidiaries overseas may need to send their profits home to assist the parent companies. Vasit Tepaisitpongse, chief operating officer of the food exporter Beta Grow Group, said its Japanese trading partners had indicated rising demand due to the closure of food factories in the north due to insufficient energy supply. Japan now still has the food stocks sufficient for about 3 to 4 months, but there are currently problems with distribution. Fuel supply has been reduced as a result of fires at its oil refineries. What our partners want is cooperation for continuous supply of products. They will try to place more orders at the old prices, so we will try to fulfill their requests as best we can, he said. The Export Promotion Department yesterday called a meeting with executives of 18 industrial groups exporting products to Japan. The exporters said their current problem was that products were stuck at ports or warehouses due to logistics and power shutdowns. They expect the orders to resume normally next week. Panisawan Jamnarnwet, president of the Thai Frozen Foods Association, said an initial assessment found damages are around 60 million baht as products are still in chilled warehouses. The association contacted Japanese partners to immediately distribute them to help tsunami victims so that Thai exporters can refill the stocks free of charge. The association expects the situation may reduce exports of Thai frozen food to Japan by 1% from the target of 120 billion baht this year, as the Japanese will be more cautious in spending. They will seek lower-priced products amid uncertainties about more disasters. Pimjai Matsumoto, managing director of P&F Techno Company, a fruit exporter to Japan, said Thai exporters should maintain their standards to be able to export to the country, which will need more fresh produce such as asparagus, okra, and pineapples. Separately, a study by the Export-Import Bank of Thailand's research unit showed that Thai exports may be in a difficult position as the market share of Thai products had barely increased over the past several years. The Thai share was 1.1% in 2003 and rose to only 1.2% in 2009. This reflected no active investment of Thai industries, with only 1.5% average growth since 2003, the lowest in the region.